We gotta.
This is the Wilbur Emotional Support Group.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That's Yoshi has been in the ER recently for yet another liver issue. Kind of wild.
We don't know what, you know, but he's pulling through. There's a minute there where we really thought we were going to have to, oh, he's camera shy. We really thought we were going to have to, like, put him down, and I was, like, a real fucking wreck. And, you know, now he's coming home, so it's looking good. But Wilbur is, they get heartbroken, and then they stop eating, so I'm, like, now having to keep Wilbur, like, you know, in good spirits.
This is kind of like the opposite version. You know, like on kind of like alt-right podcasts where they have to have like a very special Twitch live stream because one of their one of their people took some sort of like a horse meat supplement that gave him a seizure, and they have to like address why a person's missing. this is the exact opposite. If we've lost an emotional support, now I only got, this is why this is delayed. I know the fans are probably wondering, like, hey, you guys promised another Mark and Bark episode. Mm-hmm. I've been getting a lot of emails and stuff from it. We've lost, you guys have lost dozens of sponsors, I'm sure. But we were supposed to be doing this pod. And then what happened? How did you even know that your bunny got sick?
He was like, I could tell he was like in pain. He was like not moving. He was like hunched up in the corner and like grinding his teeth. And he wouldn't eat and he wouldn't move. And I was like, something's wrong. And so I tried to give him like, I have like meds on hand.
As sad as it is kind of wild to see that issue. All of them go like, Wilbur's acting so weird right now. And it's like, he's a rat. You're like, what is proper rabbit etiquette? Yeah. Like, he's hopping a strange way. And like, the last time this happened, Wilbur was just sitting there being a rabbit. You're like, I'm sorry, he's really not himself. He's not normally like this.
I'm not gonna lie. I walked in and the rabbit was sitting very still. And I was like, the other one died. Don't tell Maddie. Get the cameras rolling. Get the water. Yeah, we'll plow through. We gotta make
sometimes you gotta plow through, sweetheart.
Sometimes,
listen. Like, you're quick silent on the phone call from the vet. You're like, it's for the Patreon.
You have to become, like, weirdly, like, autistically attuned to, like they're digging in this way, and they're like, oh, I can tell. Because they're prey animals, so they, like, hide their pain. So you really got to be. But same. I was talking to Mike Roll, and we were at the cellar, and it just came up. We were talking about, like, oh, do you think you don't want to have kids one day? And I was like, I don't know. I really think. And then I was like, yeah, I'm not sure if I'm going to have kids. I really just like my life. But anyway, I'm going to go syringe feed this rabbit. Yeah. I was like, no, I'm already.
I swear to God, it's, like, harder than just a regular child.
Yeah, I really think. Yeah.
How many children, like, I mean, they've had multiple several thousand dollar surgeries.
Yeah.
Near life, like.
Please join the Patreon.
Please, for the love of God, get on the Patreon. I've been living here for a year. They've both almost died twice, which is insane. They're like exploding. It's also, it does have the genetics as if you actually had kids.
Yeah. Like, that's what my kids would do.
They're like almost exploding. They're like nervous, cute little guys. Yeah. That, like, if they, like, lead in the wrong direction, they will implode.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
I say this with all love, but if you have a kid on their eighth birthday, your post is going to start with, it hasn't always been easy. We've gotten through so much. The bottoms, sometimes when that smile comes through and it blinks twice, it's going to be good. You know what you guys should do? Kind of like how you can sponsor, like, Bao Bao, like the panda at the National Zoo. You should have a tier on the Patreon where you can sponsor a rabbit.
Kind of a great idea.
Kind of amazing. The Yoshi rabbit. And this into a little picture of the rabbit, if you want to put in your little thing. Pick a little Polaroid. Because I'm assuming you have, and I'm just going to guess, a terabyte of rabbit pictures. Just like when they like found like Nasser's computer, but it's all just like blurry photos of the rabbit that's out of focus. Because you were saying it's so cute too quickly to pull it up.
I kind of like that, actually. We've been floating some kind of like Patreon, like a $30 universal rabbit healthcare tier. So that might be up by the time this comes out. Come join it if you want to help fund the rabbits. Well, because what I realized too, and I didn't know this when I adopted them, is that the ones with the floppy ears are kind of like the pugs of rabbits, because they're bred to be like really cute with like the floppy ears and the small faces. But it's like that fucks them up in so many ways that like gives them liver issues and like teeth issues and stuff. And I didn't know that when I got them. And one of them was a rescue. You know what I mean? I'm not like going to it, but it, yeah. So that's why these ones are particularly
fucked.
You can't
see it, but that rabbit looks like it knows what you're saying.
Is he looking?
Wilbur's no, just like, just like
they're kind of wrong, and you can just kind of see him be like, I have interest in, I like leaves and paint. Look at that. Oh, he's eating his feelings.
Wilbur, no.
And also, this is,
let's have a conversation about it.
It's not, no, don't jump or do jump because you like jumping. I don't know what you.
All you can do is jump.
All you can do is jump.
It's kind of your whole thing.
Yeah. Because it's like, most times when you do like a Patreon and like, most people are like, hey, subscribe to our Patreon, and the podcast store is always like, yeah, so I was doing like ketamine in the airplane bathroom and like the stewardess had to drag me out and you're like, I don't know if I want to support these guys.
Yeah, but do you want to fund Tom Segura's personal trainer or do you want to save an innocent creature from the brink of death? You know what I mean? Fucking ours is going to a good
and
cause.
And you can help a rabbit at the same time. I mean, it's a two for one.
does Bert Kreischer need a chef that just does meat? He's got a regular chef and a meat chef. Give some of those money to the, some living meat we have right here.
Yeah.
A very skittish little rabbit.
Yeah. And so we went together. We had both the buddies in a little carrier, which was a very sad but wholesome car ride to the pet ER.
Because Wilbur, we brought Wilbur for emotional support.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And,
but we thought we were like going to kind of have to put Yoshi down. And Kenyon and I were like,
It was tough.
Yeah.
We were emotional about it. But the pet ER, they do take their job pretty seriously, but it is pretty funny just to hear, like we were talking about, like doctors, people with PhDs walking out and being like, we've done everything we can for Mr. Mittens. They'll be like, who's here for socks? Anyone here for Mr. Wobbly?
And they're like, yeah, because they say it by the pet's name. They'll be like, is the owner of Coconut here? Yeah, can we step into a room, please? It's like, it's really, really serious. And this vet is like kind of crazy, though. They've been around for over 100 years, and they're like the largest veterinary teaching hospital in the entire country. And it's like they're a level one trauma center for animals, the only one in New York City. Like that is the cool thing about New York is no matter how fucking niche what you're doing is,
the best version
of it is here. Like this is quite literally probably the best rabbit doctors in the entire world. And they know my fucking boys.
They've still had to go back twice in 1 year. Yeah. Like that's how I love the rabbits to death, but it truly says like it's like modern medical problems.
They should put your rabbits as like there's a guy in China. This is a very marked tale right here. And there's like a guy that had like such severe scoliosis that like it like he was constantly his head touching.
I know
what
you're talking about.
And so like as a, like a sign of like China as like a good PR for like the state of their healthcare system, like invested all this money to show that they had the ability to refuse his backup, and they made him like the national like this is how far our progress has gone. Your rabbit could be a symbol for like how high rabbit like healthcare has gone, and it just died. If you just saw it off stage, I was like, your rabbit's a sign of how good a rabbit can be, and it was just absolutely thwarted by something that's about as high as a deck of cards.
Yeah. No, it's like Yoshi comes back a cyborg. We can make him stronger, faster, better than ever. He has like a red dot in his eye.
I have seen videos of people with rabbits that are like in wheelchairs, dude. Like they have like the back wheels like dogs do sometimes.
That's kind of. Everything about them is adorable. They deserve the best care in the world.
They really do. And my only goal in comedy now is to make enough money that I can like do whatever they need to get them to like 12 years old. Because that's like that's like a good life. That's like a senior. I mean,
so
I got a fucking heating pad
to,
under
like,
there for him.
Make that decision of like, you know, because it's crazy that they just don't do it. Like, because it's not like as fucked up as healthcare is like in this country. It's not like if I can't afford a surgery, they're like, well, you want to kill them?
Yeah.
It's wild that that's just like on the table. Like,
some of these kinds of rabbits, they have like, again, because like the way they've been bred to have like cute little faces.
Yeah.
Their teeth don't grow right. Cause they're like rats where their teeth are constantly growing and then they grind down on each other. So if they're not aligned right, they'll keep growing and poke into themselves and it's like a problem. So some of them have to go like have their teeth like filed down sometimes once a year, but for some of them as often as every like 6 weeks. And it's like $1,000 because you have to sedate them and then do it. And they were like, the vet was telling me that she was like, yeah, I see a lot of people put rabbits down just because they can't afford to like file their teeth down. And like, granted, like the fucking state of the world, like I live on planet Earth. I know this isn't like the saddest thing in the world, but I was like, that is sad.
That's still sad.
You know what the moral of the story is? Get fucking pet insurance the second you get your pet, because then they'll cover shit and then you don't really have to make decisions based on money. I got insurance for him And then I waited too long for Yoshi.
Like, you sound like Bernie Sanders. You know what I'm talking about? Instead of Bernie Sanders. Cut that from the clip. Hey, go on. Yeah. Hey, go
it's
on.
Staying in.
What are we at? 9 minutes. Bernie Sanders. Absolutely mid-sentence for me to say Bernie Sanders. Get pet insurance. Go on.
But yeah, get pet insurance. Because then that is kind of the solution to how fucking expensive everything is to have pet insurance. But I waited too long for Yoshi, because like,
I just imagine pet insurance companies going bankrupt because of rabbits.
Like, oh, the only
like people having to like sell the Honda Civic and be like, "Sorry, kids, you're gonna have to walk to school because."
There's only one company that does it. It's Nationwide. Other pet insurance.
Nationwide does well. They really are on your side.
That's gonna be the next. Like pugs are gonna be like subprime mortgages. That's what's gonna, that's what's gonna bring
like,
down
the economy.
Yeah, it's like this is the Dutch tulip crisis happening in real time in my apartment.
Yeah.
That's the next Big Short, is people being like, you've insured all these dogs that can't breathe when they're sitting down.
Oh my God. He's looking at a screen screen. Oh, God.
Oh, God, this thing's going to go down.
Yeah, it's just
there's just like Margot.
Like 30 pugs all die at once and the economy collapses.
There's just like Margot Robbie in a bathtub being like, it's basically just one big nose.
That's so funny.
My pops broke our dog's back one time.
What?
Just dropped it. Just had a little.
That's so fucked up.
Had a little boozy tumble, which I do understand now. That it is fun to pick up a dog when you're a little bit hammered. But he did drop the dog and it broke its back. So it was like we had a little it still wanted to go on little walks, but it like couldn't really like move around, and it would kind of like, we got it fixed, but it fixed enough where it would do like a little shuffle. So,
oh,
but you couldn't leave. You couldn't like leave it. Like you couldn't take the other dog out for a walk. So we had a little.
Wait, it could never be alone at any point.
Well, it's just like when the other dog got to go, he didn't understand. It's like because you're busted now, like because you is broken right now. And this is before, you know, now you can just put stuff on the TV for the dogs to watch or whatever. But this is back in the 2000s. You know, he's not watching TRL or whatever. And so we would just take this little dog on like a little stroller walk. Where but people didn't know that his back was broken. They just thought he was the fattest, laziest dog of all time.
Oh my God.
I'm keep mining the story for it to be funny, and I need.
Well, now every time I see someone walk a dog in the stroller, I'm gonna be like, yikes, go to a meeting. You know what I mean? It's like seeing a bruise on a woman. You're like,
yeah, oh my God.
Yeah, what was the
my bad for that?
I mean, he just said that he just dropped it. He never acknowledged that like it was an app. Also, I think there's some point when you're like, I don't want to give up the booze, and you're like, we got another dog. I ain't got to give on all that stuff. But he just dropped it, and he felt. I was like, we should put the dog kind of down. I was trying to do like a little tough walk.
Well, I think you're projecting on the dog. It's like, it feels like the dog's never gonna escape this hell, and maybe better. Maybe the dog wishes he was never born every day. It's like, maybe no matter how hard the dog tries, in the end it doesn't even matter.
Yeah, I actually think you hurt the dog so bad that there's nothing you can do to fix it, so.
Yeah, it's all just Mark speaking through metaphor. It's like, there's a dog that, you know, is still broken, and after every fourth hinge date completely disappears and runs away. Yeah, it's a,
he's, it goes place fetch.
You
and
go
doesn't
someone,
come back.
He goes, he's a rescue. someone had a really good bit the other day about how like people are nicer to traumatized dogs, like any sort of like dog that bites, like he's a rescue, he's been through some shit, but they don't do that with people.
Yeah,
which is like the most easy one to one. You're like, of course, he's fine. But it's like, the rescue dog, like, he's been through shit. A guy being crazy, you're like, what the fuck is his problem?
What the fuck is going on? We got there's definitely a rescue. It's just like, a rescue dog can, like, absolutely just, it can go through someone's house and destroy their beanbag chair and bite their leg. And it's like, but his owner used to kind of honk the horn at him. And it's like, it's kind of okay. But if a person's a little, you know. If a person's a little wonky and out there, all of a sudden they get fucking judged.
I was like, what's the
yeah.
From
just
like
zoom in on the pit.
Community, there's that quote where she's like, I can excuse racism, but animal cruelty is where I draw the line.
That's
like
so
that
funny.
Really is like such a thing. It's like, cause you know what it is? Whenever somebody is like raising money for a charity, but the charity is like, pit bulls are actually friendly, I'm like, you're a sick fucking Republican. You know what I mean? Whenever it's a charity with too perfect of a victim, I'm like, you have no empathy for complicated people. Do you know what I mean?
100%. You found the perfect victim, don't you? Dogs in their eyes are like perfect innocent beings, whereas people that that aren't in their direct group, they're like evil and corruptible.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I say this as a man who loves the shit out of dogs. But yeah. there is sometimes.
Yeah, it's like great to love animals, but it's like.
You got to also throw that to people a little bit.
There are some people where like, or like if the closest you get to mutual aid is doing a 5K run for cancer, great that you're doing that. But I literally think you lack the ability to put yourself in another person's shoes if they're not fucking like stilettos. You know
what
I mean?
You're also trying to make that about you.
Yeah.
You're like almost bragging. You're like, she's dying and I'm getting hot. You know what I mean? You're like fucking just dunking on them as they're in the grave or whatever.
But yeah, cancer and dogs are the two charities that I'm like, I hear someone raising money and I'm like, okay, but you're a Republican. And if somebody had a complicated problem or was a heroin addict or had gotten out of jail or blah, 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 I don't think you'd give a fuck about them.
Yeah.
No, you know?
Ironically, those two things will end up probably killing a lot of Republicans. It's like, like how Joe Biden's dog is like bit four Secret Service people. Yeah. You heard about this?
Oh, I know.
His dog just like keeps biting Secret Service people.
12
much like his son, basically. Just like didn't take care of it properly and now it's hurting everything around him.
His dog is bitten like 12 people, his dog Commander, who now has to live in a farm in Virginia, where like basically in a Hannibal Lecter suit.
But did they actually have to get rid of him?
Yeah,
I think they gave him a job in the IDF.
I think what it is that like, you know, when a dog can kind of sense someone's dying and they want it to like get protective about it. I think it can feel that Joe. I think it knows Joe Biden's dying, and it's like, and just every time, just like the Prime Minister of Vietnam gets in, we're like, grrr.
Yeah, because what is animal control going to do? Be like, Mr. President, we have to put your dog down. That dog like has immunity.
Yeah, he can pardon the dog.
Yeah, that's the problem is that's probably why Joe Biden wanted another term, because he's like, the second I stop, like the second the other person puts their hand on that Bible and I start getting protection, the Secret Service is going to dome my dog.
Dude, that's why it was such a tyrant. It was like Trump didn't want to go to jail and Biden didn't want to get his dog put down. Like they both needed the kind of like inside mafia protection of the Secret Service.
I feel like how quickly he really put it down, where he's like, I'm never giving up. And they're like, yeah. And then the Illuminati gave him like the tap and they're like, you're done. And he was like, all right. He really just immediately dropped it.
Do you think he actually wanted to? Like, do you think that came from him?
I
do think it was like a selfless decision. Like, I don't think they totally. I'm sure he got like a lot of guidance, but it's like.
No, it was probably from him, but I mean, you know, there was a lot of. The amount of times he must have said, geez, must have been incredible. Like, geez, I just. It's absolute bogus is what they're doing. Like, it probably was like 8 months of Oval Office. I mean, it was like taking your grandfather's keys or something. Where ultimately...
Yeah.
When they try to make you quit and he's like, gee, Williker. And you're like, exactly.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
Every time he gets upset about it, you're like, see, that's the kind of old shit I'm talking about.
You think there's a part of him that just like... is like... I don't know if this is how his mind works, but is there a part of him that's like, oh my God, it's fucking over. Like, I don't have to keep... doing this like
no,
I don't know if you're planning on like going on a run and then it rains and you're like, you feel your body like, oh, I don't have to like, you didn't have to get up and try to like stride up Air Force One steps.
Yeah, it's like the ultimate canceled plans, really. But it's kind of such a raw deal for him, because everyone was like, everyone acts like he just like was like, oh, I'm gonna get out of here, and then like fucking like seppuku'd himself. Like, he's still the president.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? And I forget that every single day
at all.
He's, no.
They're really keeping him.
They've really put him back in the cryogenic chamber, and they're like, "You can sleep now."
Even when they killed the leader of Hamas, I think it was Kamala. Or like, the thing I saw was Kamala being like, "We got him."
They're really letting her. Like, he's in the dog crate right now with Kamala. He's getting pushed along with Kamala just so he can kind of like be with her at the same time.
But like, I think he only talks to her kind of like that, like in Star Wars, when like the blue people from the past get to come back and talk to people. People die, they can come back and advise
like
them
Obi-Wan
from the other
Kenobi.
Realm.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and I think that's Joe Biden right now. He's just a glowing blue orb giving her directions.
Somebody had a bit where they were like,
love you're like, just like, I know all the stuff around. I mentioned Star Wars, pretty popular show. You're like, what, nerd?
What?
I was like, yeah, it's a pretty.
I don't remember the blue people, the holograms.
Or no, it's like when people die, they could use the Force to come back. They're ghosts.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay, sorry. I was picturing like a blue man group, like.
Okay,
Avatar,
well, now
like,
you sound like a fucking Lower East Bend side chick on a date right now, where it's like, yeah, I've been to the Blue Man Group once.
I was picturing the Blue Man Group. You said blue people.
I said Star Wars. Your dad failed on his nerdiness. You're having a call.
I grew up watching Star Wars. I know what you're talking about. I just didn't.
Yeah, well, you see, it seems like you would have been quizzed about your Lego structure you built from the movie, but you've absolutely failed on that knowledge.
I failed that one. That's fair.
I didn't know about Force Ghosts.
Oh, you God, sorry. I'm fuckable. Forgive me. Yeah, your big roast was you were like, you sound like those hot girls in Manhattan.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
To be fair, I thought that would make you angry. To be fair, I thought that'd piss you off because you want to be hot, but you hate who they are so much, and so do I.
Yeah, but you know what? It's like, oh no, okay.
Yeah, you've come full circle. You're like, oh my God, yeah. Well, that's the thing is like, it's almost like you kind of look at them and you're like, oh, it'd be nice to have that level of peace.
Yeah, but then
like,
it's also like,
thinking about anything.
But you know what's devastating?
Of that seemed devastating.
No. And then all your friendships are shallow. And
But I was with a friend one time, another like girlfriend, and she's like, whatever, like similar vibes to me, whatever fucking social space I occupy. And there was this girl who was like just a fucking 10, blonde, like beautiful woman. And we were kind of having the like, yeah, but we're like comics, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, she doesn't get. And then she came into the bar and she started talking to us about Malcolm Gladwell, and we were like, God, you can just have it all.
Yeah. No, you ruined
that's
my
that's such
thing.
A bummer.
Like,
you can just be, you know what I mean? It's such a it's such a defense. It's like, no, you can be hot and smart. This woman was just like a total package. And you're like, fuck. God damn it.
You're like holding on to it like, well, yeah, but that's my thing.
Yeah, it's like your neurons aren't stored in your fat. Like, there's no reason you can't do both.
There does have to be something spiritually ugly about your soul or your situation at one point to make someone a good hang. I do believe it.
I agree with that, yeah.
You could be out your whole life, but something had to go awry on some level.
Yeah.
Real or unreal.
Well, I don't know if holds for men, because for women, it's like the trauma might just be like womanhood.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
there's a little bit of built in, like
putting up with them. Am I right? That's where we get.
Yeah, Mark just throws the mic down. That ain't gonna get better than that.
Yeah, I'm gonna be at Secret Port anyway. I was thinking this in the this was a thought I had in the shower today. Shower thought, but like. It was like, you ever see the show Fairly Odd Parents?
Yeah.
You know how like he had an evil like babysitter, and thus the evil babysitter was why you got the Fairly Odd Parent? Like, because there was like the rules were you had to have something kind of wrong happen that gives you.
Oh, is that like canon in the show?
Yeah. Because Vicky was the reason that he had. She's not a fucking nerd, dude. This is deep. This is no. But
she didn't even know. Yeah, we're referencing Nick at Night cartoons.
We're referencing Duh Rules from Fairly Odd Parents.
Yeah, come on.
But like everyone has something that would give them their Fairly Odd Parents. If you look at them deep, like someone in their life by that measurement has some sort of weird fucked up thing that would warrant, even though they don't all scale the same, there is one probably.
This sounds
trauma.
Like your big like pie in the sky idea on a Hinge date. So, you know, if you think about it, we all would have something to get the Fairy Godparents, you know. That's how I remember we're all the same.
Just dating, you know? Dating 18-year-olds, just trying to relate to them. Yeah.
little 18, you're being generous with that money. You're using the Fairy Godparents. That's like, you want to take a seat? Chris Hansen cuts you off, and you're like, I had a whole speech.
It just kind of.
I had so much game prepared.
But that was our generation, dude. That's like my
cops are bastards, except for the Paw Patrol, am I right? Those are great.
But you're right. Everybody has something.
It's got
I think
something.
When it's bigger, though.
This looks insane when the rabbit's not in the frame.
No, it just looks like we're on like the worst
I'm
night.
Toss
ever.
This
I
over
just
to
start
him.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah,
that's
I
how little
that
you think
clear.
Of Mark. Yeah, just throwing feet at. No, you don't have to grab the lettuce.
No,
away
don't have to
him.
Grab
just,
it.
Yeah.
Give her a little money.
All right.
That was so sorry. I really thought it would clear, and it really—it's like when you try to like drop a piece of paper, and it fucking—you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You had a thing. This was a. What would you call this genre of thing of like Maddie not believing in herself in the hardest level of all time? We went to go see The Apprentice.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
And then like so, The Apprentice is about Donald Trump's dealings with his seedy business associate that he knew in the early 70s called Roy Cohn. Mm-hmm. And Maddie was like, leaned over in the movie, was like, is he related to Michael Cohn? You know, the current seedy business associate he had. And I was like, no. And the Maddie was like, that was such a stupid question. It's like, that's the fairest question.
Yeah, the guy with the other last name.
They
and
have
you're
the
like,
same
stupid,
name.
Stupid, stupid, stupid.
They're in the
but
exact
if you're watching
same
something political with Mark, you do have to be like, I'm like, I literally feel like mentally challenged. Do you know what I mean? I feel like fully like a man on the street, like when they're like, what's your favorite country? And they're like, Toronto. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like that level of like absolute.
I think it's the Chapel Hill. And you're like, if I don't get the SATs, if I'm not the smartest person of all time.
that might have been my interest in like trying to learn politics was watching Jimmy Kimmel clips where they just got someone on like Hollywood Boulevard that was just like, try to find Iraq, and then they put like the sticker on themselves or whatever. I was like, I can never get God on Jimmy Kimmel. I can never to this day, whenever I saw someone filming something on the train today, and I was like, if I see a map, I'm going for it, because I know where those countries are now.
That's like a funny way to like incentivize like high schoolers now who are on TikTok to be like, your final exam is going to be filmed man on the street style and posted on TikTok.
That's so
and if you don't get the questions right, you're going to look like a fucking idiot and you're going
to
go viral.
That's probably
and, like,
the only way to do it.
It actually
that's
probably
like,
would
might
work.
Be how we educate the youth, because their brains are absolutely fried after COVID. And so I think it's like, yeah, you don't want to look dumb in a viral TikTok clip.
It should be like bad. Finals week should be like, you know, like on Rosh Hashanah or something, when like the Jewish people stop you and they ask you if you're just have a bunch of proctors that are all out on the street that kind of like intercept the kids and just like, what did like Marie Curie
get them right in front of the boba tea store. Just absolutely knock them out.
Dude, yeah. I got stopped by a Hasidic person today, but it was kind of cute. It was like this woman and her kids, and they were like, are you Jewish? And I was like, this time I was like, yeah. And they were like, okay, Shabbat Shalom. Here's the candles. And then I was like, it's Tuesday. I don't know what Shabbat should, but whatever. Yeah. But whenever they do that, I was like, why are they? Because my instinct is I'm like, yeah, I'm Jewish, but I'm like secular. So like, I'll usually just lie and be like, yeah, I'm Jewish, but somebody already did this to me today. But I think part of it is they want to remind you that like, even if you don't believe in God, you're clockable. You know what I mean?
That's so
they
funny.
Want you to know that like, hey, I spotted you across the fucking park and I knew you were Jewy McJuju. So, oh, we're so different, blah, blah, blah. They're coming for you and you can tell. They just want to keep you in line and know that like you can't hide.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. In the end, we'll all be together, buddy. So how about you chill with you? Ooh, I don't really believe in that. Well, they believe in you and that you exist. So how about that? Yeah. You could be like, I'm sorry, I already did my nebulizer treatment. It's your religious, the Jewish bong.
That's how you tell if you have an asthma flare, you blow the shofar, and if you can't make the noise, it's into the
hospital.
I'm gonna
be honest, I did see, like, it feels like they picked the most asthmatic guy to blow the shofar sometimes. Because, like, I got, when they were stopping me, with, like, whatever the Rosh Hashanah thing, I couldn't move 2 feet in crowd heights. They were stopping me. Like, it was like Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, that planet where you walk and you get hit in the head with the stop sign. It was like that, but a Hasidic person. Like, I was on a run. I literally, at one point, was yelling no. Because we were like, are you Jewish? Are you Jewish? I was like, no. No. And then...
I mean, ironically, a pretty Larry David situation.
Yeah,
to find
no,
yourself
it was
in.
Very Larry. It was like a Larry David episode, and then like one guy angrily said, "Happy New Year" to me, like "Fuck you for not selling." I was like, "Buddy, I'm not even. I'll pull out my uncircumcised dick right now to prove a point." And I saw someone blow the so far thing, and I borderline, I dialed like 9-1 on my phone. I was like, concerned he was about to fall down. Like, I don't know if that's like, that's how they're keeping the lungs healthy, is they're like, like they don't believe in modern science or something. I don't know. And like, yeah.
You were saying that, like, it's, you forget that they're not Amish. You know what I mean? Like, they have like phones and stuff, and they have like, they
it's
have like
outfit
jobs.
Is very Amish looking.
And the outfit's so all consuming that, like, this is fucked up, but like, sometimes I see like a Hasidic Jewish person in the full thing, like big hat, full fucking coat, little like pilgrim shoes, and I'm like, they're doing another job, and I'm like, I thought your job was to be like Jewish.
I thought you just hang around and do that. I saw.
Yeah, they're like selling wine, and I'm like, wait, but don't you have to like go be like Jewish right now? Aren't you like? Isn't that like a full? You're dressed like it's a full time job.
It's like your whole thing.
I treat it when I see like a person on their phone in like Williamsburg. I treat it the same way if like you're in Colonial Williamsburg, and you see someone.
Well, it's still Williamsburg.
It is Colonial Williamsburg.
You didn't connect. Yeah, no, you're like, oh, is that why they're here? No, it does kind of feel like you're like, oh, did I walk into like a Ren Faire? Like, what's going on right now?
What's going on?
Yeah. It's all more cool. They're like at the Palestine protests and stuff, but it's like 100 degrees. I'm like, they gotta get a summer outfit.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
There, like, it does seem an incredibly unbreathable amount of clothing. That it seems like it also it's kind of like restrictive around here. That may be how I'll make my millions. Is that like kind of like how you do outside of like Yankee Stadium where you sell a little fan,
a little mister for visiting people?
There's something going on. I don't know what it is, but I see signs for it, and I saw it at Washington Square Park. But there's like I don't know if it's like a cult that's within the Hasidic Jewish community, but there's like, this guy has come, and they have like pictures of him.
Yeah.
I don't know, but the problem is he doesn't look too different. I've just been bowing to every person I see. I've just been like, I'm so glad you're here. I don't know which one of them is the guy.
Yeah, I'm unclear on if that guy's supposed to be like the Messiah, because he's like, he looks like 80 in the pictures.
Yeah.
Like the Messiah's 80?
Also, yeah, because of the outfit, it does look like
if that's the son of God, then God is dead. His son is 80?
That's irresponsible, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know who that guy is, but they're really excited about him.
It's crazy that like, for the son of God must have just been like, was he working at just like a shoe store for 70 years? Like,
yeah.
did he just get the revelation now? But like, they've just like, there's a couple signs.
It looks like
it
a big
is Jesus. He's just gotten a lot older.
Yeah.
He's aged like interstellar wise, where like he's been up on the fucking, yeah, you know what I mean?
Oh,
so for like 2,000 years, he's actually aged like 60 years. Like, that is him. And they were like, sorry, we just had to double, we had to run the numbers, but that was him.
He's trying to walk out of Williamsburg, but it's just his snail pace. He's just really going, he's like, fuck, I got another cramp. All right. Let me sit down, grab a bagel, and sit down. I'll get to it tomorrow. Yeah.
We should. What's his name? Moshiach? We should have him on the podcast.
Yeah, we should tap into the Hasidic community.
That's a big
really now, yeah.
Also, you should do a little faith healing thing. See if he can get Yoshi on the up and up, and then
that would be fun.
And then we put the money where the mouth is.
Can you imagine like going into a religious temple just talking about like love the rabbits to death? But I'm just wondering what a Hasidic rabbi man would, what would his thoughts
first
be?
First of all, he'd be like, you spent $3,000 on a rabbit. You know what I mean?
What's the equivalent of saying 10 Hail Marys? Yeah. he passes out. He has to go to the ambulance. You can't. Starts a chain effect. Like 10 people just have to go to the ER. They have like a wing.
Yeah, it's like one of those things where I'm like, it's a problem in my life, but it's not a problem that I can actually be like, you have to caveat with on it with like, I fucking know. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I'm aware that, like, yeah. But look at him. What are you going to do? You're going to let him die?
I would go into insane medical debt for them, too. Yeah. They're the little W's. I want to power them with my hugs. No, but Maddie, see, I've blown thousands of dollars on various things. Mm. And for the love of bunnies is like, it's the most hilarious Maddie Wiener thing. It's impulsive, but it's from the heart. It's good.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, it really is like, we got to start.
Also, you've spent money on something that will actually love you back.
Yeah. Unlike these women
the bunny,
out here.
You have the bunny
to a Peyton Sip, you know what I mean?
You have a relationship with the bunny. Like, the bunny hangs out with you. The bunny misses you. This is a real thing. This is not an alleged, you know, I'm not playing FanDuel for love.
Yeah.
You know.
I mean, that being said, the bunnies might be getting in the way of a real relationship.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, just,
hey, you want to fuck me? Oh, sorry, that's hey. Let me like, what?
But I don't know. Bunny. It is like the ease. It is the smoothest. I've had a few people meet the bunnies.
Yeah, sometimes I have a little camera where I can like watch them just make sure they're eating and stuff, and sometimes I'll be out of town and Kenyon comes in here with a date and he's like showing on
the
rabbits.
That's
and
the
stuff.
Move. You're
it's
about to
cute.
See me coming in here.
Yeah, it's like the whole Mark breaks into the apartment. It's like a cat burglar, but it's just the bunny's heel. If you have to pay a surcharge every time someone brings a date in here, it's
just calling it a different name on the camera. This is Stevie. This is little Stevie. You have to keep him over here just because like the environment, there's just a little bit too much like moisture in my apartment.
Yeah,
that could be how we pay off the medical debt. Is guys who are trying to get pussy can pay me like $5 to bring their date, show them the rabbits, and be like, "Oh, how cute! You're so thoughtful."
Or you can even be like, "I'm the person that he pays to watch the rabbits. He's got bank like this. He can have an on-hand rabbit person. He's so nice. Has he told you about his 9-inch dick?" And then he slides you a 20,
right,
and then you slowly get things going.
That's not bad.
Isn't that right?
Also, I'm sorry for people who listen. I talk about rabbits so much on like so many different podcasts. People are probably like so sick of it.
No, no.
It just really is like an all-consuming life thing
right now.
No, it's
an all-consuming, very adorable thing. But we have other things to talk about. For instance, a word from our sponsors.
Oh, huge.
Yeah.
You guys have sponsors?
We got sponsors. We're coming around.
Sorry.
Yeah, yeah. He's excited. So we live in horrifying times. That's no secret about it, folks. The boot of the corporate mafia state gets heavier with each day. And it used to be you could try to hope to retire at a good age or you live a good life, but now you're working another job and your hope is that when you pass out and fall down on the Amazon warehouse floor, you die suddenly. And that's the dark tunnel we're in, but there's a light at the end of that tunnel, and that is named Chime Financial Bank. Okay? And with Chime right now, they do have an offer. And here's the thing. Other podcasts, they just give you a promo code that's generic. This is a simple me to you.
No
this
fucking way.
This is a
way.
Me to you fucking pitch right now until October 7th. If you hit me up on Instagram or Facebook, whatever the fuck, I send you a referral code. You switch your direct deposit to Chime. I get $300. You get $100. I'll throw you another $100 right now. That's $200 each. This is how the revolution starts, buddy. It's small people-to-people transactions. We will fucking take the economy down. This is how we build relationships. Build community. Okay? This is real ego death shit. Once you've lost everything, you can begin to do anything. And that is the promise I'm making with Chime. The working man's...
Promoting just your personal referral code.
Yeah. I'm glad this is getting outsourced, though.
Yeah.
We really are like a pretty boutique. Like, at my work, it's not going to be enough people that the Chime's going to be like set off an alert and be like, what? Oh. It's like, yeah, we believe that you have five friends. That's the beauty of where we're at right now.
Yeah, you get a personal touch. We both come up together. You can hold me accountable.
I was wondering what, because normally sometimes with like the starting sponsors, just like, hey, we're now sponsored by like Sarah's Bakery down the street is giving us some money. I do like that the sponsor, this is fitting that the sponsorship is basically like, hey, I'm just letting you guys know that Amex actually has a glitch going on right now. Where if you deposit to me, yeah, we can obscure the transactions between each other, and it's a money machine.
It's right there for the taking.
I actually think this is completely legal, though.
It is. Yeah.
You can share the referral
code. Share the referral
code. And I would consider y'all our close personal friends.
100%.
And here's the deal. If it's not legal... It is a wild move to be like, I actually think this is as your lawyer right now. We're in it. But no, it's completely legal.
No, I think it is legal because, you know, that whole thing about like scientists think that like humans only have a capacity to actually know X amount of people. It's like maybe 500, because like if you're living in like a hunter-gatherer community, you would know maybe like 500 people. Our podcast viewership has not surpassed
ask
Noah Hval or whatever the fuck his name is. I could know everyone who listens to our podcast personally in the like index of my brain. We haven't hit that tipping point.
This is being watched just by three comics trying to make sure they're not being talked about.
That's so funny.
And Nick, you're off the hook.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
Man.
And that is a funny thing. If you've slept with somebody and they like have a podcast, or you've like a crush on somebody and they have a podcast, it's such a fucked up thing because you shouldn't be able to have a crush on somebody and then listen to them for like 20 hours.
No, like we're the most stalkable
I've
people
done that,
of all time.
And it's like really fucked up.
It's weird for me because I'm like, I have this podcast. I've had two other podcasts. If you want, you could listen to my voice for hours on end, and also you could really detective through because I'm just spitting out of my ass up here. I'm just really just talking shit, and I will reveal some pretty intimate details sometimes. You can really get cut through my bullshit that I'm trying to put up, that I'm trying to like really front at the paid and sip, like I have it all together, and they're like, I've listened to all these podcasts, he's a lunatic.
You could really pregame like
pre-game
a fight,
a
you
way.
Know?
Yeah.
Yeah. It'd be like, oh, really? That's what you think it is? Well, I know that when you were a kid, that won't happen.
Yeah. And I'm also like, yeah, well, I didn't count on you listening to, like, because a podcast is just hanging out with your friends, but most people's friends, it's not, like, recorded for the world to see.
Yeah.
So
and
it's
also
like green room conversations out there for everybody.
There's something more insidious about an only, like, 75% parasocial relationship. You know what I mean? Like, there's people, like, whose podcasts I listen to, but I'm like, I also know you in real life.
Yes.
But I listen to you. Like, it's versus, like, Billie Eilish. I'm like, that's, like, an imaginary person to me, you know? But
you know what? I'm putting it out there right now. We'll one day have her on this podcast.
That would be incredible.
That's going to happen.
Yeah.
No, but I've listened to people on a podcast talk about like what it was like on a car ride. And I was like, I was in that car. What am I doing?
Yeah, I've had people tell stories on a podcast. And I'm like, you left me out of the fucking story.
The fuck's going on right there? Who had that great wisecrack? We went by Jack in the Box. I said, jack off in a box. You left that out. It bombed in the car. Now it's bombing on the fucking bullshit. No, there's no precedent for this in human history. Of all of your friends having podcasts.
Not even in like entertainment history. Not like your friend got a TV show. It literally is just like if you could listen to when your friends hung out without you. That's so fucked.
But ours is going to make it.
Ours is going to prevail.
That's the
yeah.
fucking difference.
Yeah, we're going to get to what the current barometer of comedy podcast success, which is where you apparently like sort of accidentally prop up like a fascist alt-right political
yeah.
candidate.
Yeah, no, that will become big, but we'll do the opposite where we're going to have like a roided out cyborg Yoshi out running for president. Yeah. Promising he's going to use his laser beam eyes to destroy all enemies. Kill every CEO on site.
Have you guys seen the mural that's like on the corner over here by that like school?
Yeah.
It's very funny because there's like all these like images of, you know, just like it's like people that are basically in heaven of just like world leaders. Have you seen it? It's like JFK and like Jackie Onassis.
Oh, I'm thinking of a different one. No.
It's like JFK and I was like, and then they're like Martin Luther King Jr. And then it was like Gandhi. And I was walking by like, these are some pretty bullshit mainstream one. And the next one was Mao Zedong. And I was like, hell yeah, dude. Absolutely fight the power.
Yeah, that is wild.
That was a random one. I definitely thought that it was going to be like, I don't know, Rosa Parks or something. But
they just Mao Zedong.
He's on a mural in heaven right over there. Down the street. He killed like 30 million people.
It's also funny that it's like, okay, so at some level,
that's
you're
a
like,
big mural,
you're
30
like,
million. You know what I mean?
You're like, maybe my uncle is right about you. It's like, it's not like they have a mural of Mao Zedong and have it, you know, and they like literally do.
Dude, this is what my uncle thought Brooklyn was going to be like.
You know, what is it, blue haired people in a fucking mural of Mao Zedong? And it quite literally is. Yeah. My God.
Oh, damn.
Well, we're at about 40 minutes, folks. Is there anything you want to plug?
I'm on the road. Well, this will probably be out by then. Punch Up Live, Maddie Wiener, Punch Up Live. It's in my Instagram bio for all my road dates. And you can sign up for my mailing list there and find out if I'm coming to your city. And I think you can even put in your zip code and be like, please come here. So come see your show.
Hell yeah. I'm going to be headlining these Good Nights Comedy Club December 22nd and then the Itty Box December 20th. So come out. Mark's going to be on those shows. Mm-hmm. That'll be dope.
North Carolina
and
folks, go to that.
Come to that. Trying to record a little fun crowd work thing. So that'll be fun. And yeah, check out the Patreon if you want to save a goddamn life.
Yeah. Do you have anything you want to plug? Yeah.
I'm going to be with Kenyon at the shows that he just mentioned, and I'll be on the Patreon.
Fuck yeah. Yeah. Patreon.com/phone is in the bag. Universal Rabbit Healthcare tier is out now.
we're gonna cut in pray
out.
Save a life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But starts at $2 for bonus episodes every single week. And yeah.
Hell yeah.
Bye.
Bye.